All right. So, Eric Worre, I gave you the video that you can go and actually watch it and listen to yourself. I think it's about a half hour long when he gives his talk. But today's wrap-up was really intense. I took a lot of his information. So you can go and listen to it. My first reaction to it when I saw this presentation, wake-up call by Eric Worre, was I wanted to send it to Al Bala and say, you know, this needs to go out to every – Oh, she did. Lydia did actually do that. Sent it to Al Bala and said, I think this needs to go out and be in the hands of every presidential in Manitech so they can support their team. So, but, you know, I instead of just waiting for all that to happen, I chose that I'm just training it to everybody so I can get it out there for you. And Eric Worre, he talks about, he says a wake-up call because he's talking about, you know, there are a lot of misperceptions in network marketing. And you guys come across them all the time because I know if you're like me and you're out sharing, you know, an opportunity, people go, you know, the nasal network marketing, and they come up with, you know, all sorts of things that really are total misperceptions about network marketing. Like one of them is only people at the top make money. Have you ever heard that one? Yeah. Most people don't earn anything. You have to jeopardize relationships in order to be successful. It's not a real business. You get all this stuff. Yeah, we hear those things all the time. And you know what? You know, the funny thing about it is they're not based in fact, right? And then in some instances, we're creating them ourselves. But one of the things you want to be aware of, let's look at the facts out there. You know, I like to tell people network marketing is a model, as a business model, has created more millionaires than anything. I mean, millionaires are created every day in network marketing. But Eric Worre gave us a number of other facts that we can use out there. The profession does over $180 billion a year in retail sales, almost $200 billion a year in retail sales. So how can you say it's not real? It's not a real business, right? I mean, $200 billion a year in retail sales isn't real. Approximately 100 million people are involved in the network marketing profession. And that's the language you use. When you say network marketing business or network marketing and just leave it off, you always call it a profession. You know, refer to it as a profession because it is. You're a professional network marketer. So, you know, you're in the network marketing profession. So when you, the more we start using those language as associates, the more it's going to catch on and people will view it that way because it is a profession. Approximately $200 million, this is a great statistic, approximately $200 million is paid out every day in this profession. $200 million of compensation is paid out every day in this profession. That's huge. And it's like, wouldn't you like a piece of that? I mean, if you just took like 1%, you'd be at a million, right? What if you took a hundredth of 1%, right? You'd be at $1,000 a day. That's pretty good, right? So, I mean, it's just, it's pretty amazing how many dollars are put out there through this business model, this profession of network marketing. So we need to know our facts. And people, you know, our response to those misperceptions, typically what we say when people say these kind of things, we just kind of brush it off and we just go, man, people just need to understand. Well, who's responsible for the understanding that they're getting? We are, the people in the profession. We create the response that people have. So we need to start being better ourselves. And that's the whole gist of Eric Worre's wake-up call. He says, you know, all of us need to step up big. We need to play a bigger role in creating the greatness of this profession through how we behave and what we do and what we say and how we act. And that's why we need to look at our languaging and watch what we're doing when we're out there sharing and talking to people about the business. So let's take a peek at how a lot of these misperceptions are created merely by things that we say. Because we go out and we talk a lot. How are we presenting the products? You know, how are we presenting the opportunity? So what happens is when we get excited about the business or we get trained or we want to get people in, we get into how do I convince somebody? How do I sell somebody? How do I convince somebody to do this? So right away we decide to add a lot of fluff to what we say. I know historically we like to talk about the products from a cure, heal, mitigate perspective in Manatech. You know, we talk about how great these products are, blah, 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 and how they cure, heal, mitigate, and all that. And of course, we got that's illegal. So we got slapped around for those kind of things, you know. But when we do overstatements, not only do we have to avoid them, make sure that we're not being non-compliant today, but we also have to make sure that there's something that's credible. So when you talk to people, I remember in the early stages, I used to tell people when we were allowed to make statements about different diseases, which was never legal, but it was not something that our company stepped down on. But the idea that we were allowed to mention disease conditions as long as we use the word glyconutrients instead of our products, well, that was a snafu because that was just, you know, a false line of demarcation. Yeah, I mean, once you're a Manatech representative, the minute you use heal, cure, mitigate language, you're talking about glyconutrients, you're talking about Ambertose. So there's no distinction there, even though the company legally might have tried to do that. But we want to make sure our statements are honest, because when we say overhype, I remember I would tell people, you know, don't talk about 7 different disease conditions. You know, find out what the person has and then refer to them from a perspective of that specific, you know, issue. And because the more you build hype around it, the more you overstate what the products are, you lose people, because people look at you and they just shake their head and they say nothing can be that good or nothing can happen. So you want to be really careful for what you say. And Manatech has helped us in many ways. In fact, one of the blessings of having gone through the Texas AG case was the idea that we were now have new instructions on what we can and can't say and how we keep our language compliant, because people don't need to be oversold, because then they're going to think network marketing is hypey. They don't believe it. They don't find it credible. And all of a sudden, you're building the wrong perception that people have of network marketing because of the things that you're saying. So overstatements, they're just, not only are they not compliant, but they just become not credible to people. And hype never will sell people long term. And you don't want people to be sold today and quit tomorrow. So the idea is, how do I help somebody be sold today or sold in over the next 2 weeks with education versus them and then have them stay, make total commitment to be here long term, versus hyping something that people get excited about in 1 minute and then they leave also in 1 minute, right? Or a week later, a month later, or one auto order later, they're gone. And you wonder why, and this is why. Another thing that we tend to do is overwhelm people with data, you know, and when we do that, we're going to get a response, which so often happens when we become the expert all the time out there on everything. People look at us and they go, they might be really be looking for a home-based business, but they look at you and they go, I can never duplicate you. So always keep in your mind, and this was something very hard for me, trust me, because I had so much information and such a attraction to data, that, you know, I wanted to be the genius. I wanted to be able to, because that's what I did in lawyering, right? That was my background. I had to be the expert, because I was the only one that knew. Well, coming from lawyering to network marketing, I had to become the person that didn't know. I had to become the person that, hey, there's some great sources here. Let me send you to a few things. Let me send you some information that you can understand, reach a better understanding of what these glyconutrients are about, right? And become, make it something that's duplicatable. So everything you do as you're doing it, think to yourself in your head, is this something that's duplicatable? Or am I just trying to be an expert? Because I think somehow if I'm the pure expert, then the person will agree to buy the products. But if I'm not an expert, they'll never sign up. Wrong philosophy, right? So don't overwhelm people. So we use language that's going to be more conducive, you know, language that talks about these products changing people's lives and all that kind of stuff. Obey the legal requirements for obvious reasons. You don't want to be Form 1 to get in trouble with legal as well. And one of the things Manatech has done for us is they've given us a new elevator speech, and I don't know how many of you have seen it. You've probably, some people, I hear from people and they say, hey, Mary Jo, I already memorized it. I really like it. You can pick and use what you want, I mean, but it's a great one. It goes, the human body's a miracle. There are trillions of cells in your body, and they communicate with each other. These cells know when they need nourishment, protection, repair, and even destruction. When cells don't have proper nutrition, however, they don't communicate well. But with the right kind of nutrition, your body can do amazing things. And this specialized nourishment is called GlycoNutrition. Manitech is the pioneer, the patent holder for this groundbreaking technology that's revolutionizing nutrition, immune health, weight loss, skin care, and more. Would you like to know more? I mean, I think it's wonderful language. It's soft, it's gentle, and it's just right crispy to the point. So, you know, pick up some, off some of that language, and it's no hype. It's just basic down to what Manitech is, how we distinguish ourselves. That's our distinction, right? We have the patent. We're the pioneer with a glyconutrition. That's our word, glyconutrition. That's what we're about. That's what separates us from the pack. So, again, stay away from miracle products, miracle cures, all that kind of stuff, and don't listen when you hear it from other people. Don't just repeat what other people say, especially if it's non-compliant, and you'll help us preserve our business instead of destroy the business so that you have longevity in your business. So that's about products. What are we saying about the business? Because it's important for us to look at business as well. What are we saying about business? You know, sometimes you say, you know, the business is easy, or you say, I don't like to, somebody says, I don't like to sell. So you tell them, well, this isn't selling. We just share the products that can totally change people's lives. You just created a person that will never build a business. Really? So, you know, if I don't think I'm marketing every day, why am I going out and talking to people I don't know? Because I'm marketing every day. That's what I do. I'm in the marketing business. I'm marketing these products. I'm helping people be educated, know more about it. So that's what we do. So to deny what you are, again, watch out that language. I know some people promote that because, you know, a lot of people say they don't like to sell. That doesn't mean they can't become consumers, right? And when they get turned onto the product, sometimes people become sellers because they really love the products. In fact, most of the people in Manitech historically, they took the products. Your people that climbed up the ladder, Mary Jo included, I didn't take the products. My dad did. I was not interested in leaving my career. But when my dad had his miracle response, guess what happened to Mary Jo? She felt like, wow, I was passionate. Because I saw the difference in my dad, and I thought, how could this help the rest of the world? This is awesome. And then it still took me another, you know, X number of months before I really walked away from everything. It was a tough decision because it's tough, but it made me become the person I was in Manitech because of my 100% knowledge about what this product could do in the human body. And that's the kind of, so you love getting consumers. So if they don't like to sell, great. Then maybe this isn't the home-based business for you, but get on these products. These products are unique. What? Because our body's a miracle. And there are trillions of cells in our body, and they communicate with one another. And the cells know when they need nourishment, protection, repair, and destruction. And when cells have the proper nutrition, if they don't have proper nutrition, they don't communicate well. But with the right kind of nutrition, your body can do amazing things. The specialized nutrition is called GlycoNutrition, and Manitech is the pioneer and patent holder for this groundbreaking technology that's revolutionizing nutrition, immune health, weight loss, skin care, and more. Boom, right back to the elevator speech, right? Great. So anyway, but when you're talking to people about business, so you get off that kind of concept of trying to convince them it's not selling, right? And then the next is, I can show you how to get to presidential in 12 months. How many people say things like that? Again, you're hyping up the propensity for success. My first question is, how many people do you know got the presidential director in 12 months or less? Now, we just broke a presidential in the U.S. that did that. But guess what? They were in the Chinese community. The last person I knew to get the presidential 12 months or less, and I'll say this meaningfully, that I remember, there was a couple that came into Manitech that became presidentials in 12 months or less. But you know how they did it? They didn't tell people this when they stood on stage, but the reality was they brought with them 500 people from their prior business, Amway business. Well, hello, how many of you, I never did network marketing before. I didn't have 500 people to bring along with me, so I wasn't going to get there in 12 months or less. I might have, but, you know, I'm not saying it's not possible, but I'm just saying the reality is that so few people, Jet might have done it, but he's a guy that contacted 30 people every single day. You want to contact 30 people every day? How many of you are doing that? We're asking people to do the ridiculous, giving an example of what can be achieved in this business by doing the ridiculous, if somebody wants to step into your life and says, I'm willing to do the ridiculous, then go ahead and build them that platform. But to use that language with people about financial freedom in 12 months, that's tough. That's why I like so much. I love talking and using that new brochure that we have. You know, that little fivefold and using the backside that's all white. Because on there I can lay out, I ask them, what's their plan to achieve wealth? And I said, you have a job, so you think you're going to do it through job, saving your money. I said, so let's look at that. And I draw the map out. And you know, when you get down to talking to them about what it takes to earn $1,000 a month, what kind of investment you need to have at 5% return annual basis, which is really a good return today since the banks pay nothing, what would you have to have? And it's, you know what they need? $240,000 after taxes in an investment, paying guaranteeing 5%, and now guess what you get each month? A $1,000 check. With Manatech, you can be a national director, a senior, some summit national, some senior national, depending on how many people you're signing up and the activity level and volume. But, you know, $1,000 is a lot of money. But you know what's on a monthly basis to make? But having $240,000 after taxes because you think you're going to become wealthy with your job, that's gigantic. How many people save after tax $250,000? Not very many, and it's not going to happen. And then you're talking about national director. You know, my typical goal is a month or two to get people to regional and then 3 to 4 to 5 to get to national director. That's what I see happening. Some people do it faster. I have people that get the regional their first month, national their second or third month. That's up to them. But I try to be reasonable about it and see what they're going to do. But the beauty of it is it doesn't take you 25 years to save $240,000 after taxes to make the $1,000 on a monthly basis. So you can talk simple steps instead of this financial freedom, buy every house you want, buy every car, show them what Sarah Robbins has done. How many Sarah Robbins are out there in the world? One that I saw, right? I mean, so don't take the incredible examples, singular ones, and build that as a norm. Don't oversell the business. You give the business a bad name. And that's what causes people to have those kind of misperceptions about network marketing. So how do we ensure that we're making responsible claims? For Manatech, know the approved claims. They're posted on manatech.com. You can look on the website product by product on the tear sheets. Get to know what the claims are about the products. There are lots of great claims. And when you talk about Plush, you can talk about bone health and prostate health and breast health, right? Endocrine system balance. Those kind of, it's a fun thing to talk about, those kind of things. They're all approved claims. So take the approved claims and use them. They're soft, they're gentle, they're not outrageous. People can find them credible and believable. So use them. As Eric Worre put it in this, you know, this wake-up call video, he said, the truth is enough. The truth is enough. Just tell the truth. And again, for us, again, compliance. We want to tell the truth about my dad had this disease and this is why he took Ambrodose and then he recovered from it. Well, that's the truth maybe, but you know what? We can't say that. But the truth is enough being in a compliant way, how can I make the best possible statements without getting hypey, without overstating, right? And so many times what happens to us is we say something like we'll give the credibility, we'll give the elevator speech or something, and people will want more. They look like they're looking for more. So then we get off. We feel awkward, so we want to really sell them because we feel like they're at the cusp, and then we start blabbing. That's when our mouth starts running with diarrhea and non-compliant things and whatever. I said, be careful of that. Just stick to your guns. You've said enough. If they say, well, are you interested in looking at some more information? I'd love to get it to you to make a, you know, informed decision if that's what you need. You know, that's the kind of thing you do. Let them look at the information. But, you know, stay away from it. Truth is enough. Education is our goal. We provide an important educational need in the marketplace, and that's really what makes us distinguishable. That's why retail is going out of business. That's why you don't want to buy any kind of shopping mall any day soon, because those are going to have tumbleweeds flying through them shortly. In the next 10 years, you're going to see so much of that property erased with high-rise residential business and business buildings, because people are going to buy in the easiest fashion, which is clicking a button on the internet. Everything's going that direction. That's why Amazon is growing. Did just people see the news last week? Walmart closing down, what, 283 stores or something, Lydia? I don't know. I mean, hundreds of stores they're closing. Walmart doesn't just close stores unless there's a good reason to do it, which is lack of volume, right? So we're seeing this happen in front of our eyes. So get the reality of it. Why do people buy from us instead of somewhere else? Because we come bearing education. We can get them educated quickly on any of the products so they can understand what they're taking and why they're taking it, and then they can make an informed decision. Because people still want informed decisions. They just don't want 12 years of education from you. They don't want you hyping it. They just want to know black and white, tell me what it is, let's move forward, right? So in educating on the business, you know, that's enough too. Let's talk about the business. You know, the business, we're becoming an entrepreneur. You're asking people if they're interested in the business. We got a brand new person this weekend that's starting the business, and she is so excited. And let me just give you some insight into that, because some of you always ask, well, how do you get people? And my first conversation with her, it was a three-way call with somebody in my downline, from somebody in their local community. And I just welcomed her aboard. I said, "That's awesome. That's great." I said, "So why do you want to do network marketing?" Wasn't that a fun question? I just asked. I was just like, "Why did you choose this?" And she goes, "Well, I've always wanted a home-based business." And I said, "Okay, so why do you want a home-based business?" Then she started talking about, well, financial freedom, and she wants to get out of debt. And I said, "That's great, but why do you want those things?" Do you notice what Mary Jo did? I just kept asking why. And you know what she said on the call? She said, "You know, Mary Jo, inside my heart, I have always had an incredible passion for homeless. And I started doing some work with them, and I wish with all my heart that I had unlimited time and enough resources where I could dedicate my life in that arena to make a difference." And I said, "Now you're talking." And it was an incredible conversation. You get it? I wasn't settling on paying off debts or making more money or you know, having financial freedom or being able to quit a job. None of that matters to me. What matters to me is why you want all of that. There's something down deep in us, a calling inside, and that's what you want to pursue. Isn't that fun? So that's what makes the difference. That's what builds. Notice, do you think I built a relationship with this woman over the phone? It was awesome. It was incredible. And do you think she got the fact that Mary Jo really cared about her and is really driven by her why now? And it's that why, right? It's that why that we want to see. What are the benefits that this becoming an entrepreneur will bring? But here's the important part, that we don't oversell the business. We don't tell people it's easy. We don't tell them that, you know, because becoming an entrepreneur, a lot of you, this is the first experience you've had in entrepreneurship. Some of you have tried it 10 other times and you've failed 9 of the times or whatever, right? Becoming an entrepreneur is not easy. It's easy to go to a job and punch in and punch out. Somebody telling you what to do all your life, it's easy because you don't have to use your brain on what you're going to do every moment of the day. Somebody's dictating to you exactly what to do. You punch in, you punch out, but somebody else is also dictating to you exactly what hours you have to work, exactly how much you're going to get paid, what the upside might be in the business, in your business position, and you work your 40 hours a week. Yeah. That's easy. Being an entrepreneur is not easy. But what is it? It's better. And that's what we need to be selling. Because being an entrepreneur is tough. It's about self-discipline. It's about educating yourself. You don't have a boss. You become your own boss. If you want to make it work, you got to sit up and you got to say, if it's going to be, it's up to me. You need to put the right heart. You need to educate yourself. You need to do all these things. That people who want to be lazy about it, you know what? The J-O-B sounds better. If that's for you, that's for you. But the reason I choose network marketing is it's better. And we don't want to make, you know, what do we want to talk about? I know I love people who talk about, oh, you know what? You can work really hard at this for a couple of years and you can retire. That is so false. Okay? Can Mary Jo retire? Yes, I can retire. Why am I not retiring? Because I'm in network marketing. I love the people in my organization. Every time I get new people involved, you know, it inspires me to do more. I love being on the Monday calls. I love teaching and training and helping people move forward. So we're not about retiring in 2 years. That's not what network marketing is about. But how many of you have heard people tell you that? Show me one person who's retired. I mean, if you want to see your income dissipate, you want to see things kind of fall apart, you can go off and retire. But you know what's beautiful about it is my lifestyle today. I can go off and take a week in Hawaii. I can go travel. I can go in the mission field for 2 weeks during the summer. I can choose when I work, when I don't work. I can choose, like today after I get off this call, I could look at Lydia and say, Lydia, let's go grocery shopping. Let's do some clothes shop. Let's do this, or let's go over here. Let's meet with the Brazilians that came into town last week, and let's have a dinner party with them tonight. And I get to do what I want to do when I want to do it. The flexibility of it is what we love. But entrepreneurship is not easy. It takes self-discipline, which a lot of people don't have. So when you tell people that doing this business is easy, why do you think they quit after 4 months or 6 months? Because of what you told them. See how the misperceptions exist? It doesn't work. It doesn't work because somebody told you it was easy. Self-discipline isn't easy. Most people don't have it. That's why they're stuck in J-O-B's, because they need somebody else to tell them what to do every day. I prefer not being delegated to that lifestyle. I think this lifestyle is better. I mean, it's so much better. It's beyond my wildest. And I was making tons of money. I was a lawyer. But every day I was in the office at 6:30. Every night I come home at 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night. I mean, endless hours, under stress, billable hours. I had to count for every minute I was in the office. It was like crazy, competing all the time. What do you want? Really? Intellectually challenging. That was fun. But I couldn't just say, you know what? I'm going to take this week off and go do this. Didn't happen. So it's better, but it's not easy, right? It's challenging. It's tough. And, you know, the other aspect of it, when you look at the world about other opportunities out there, there's very few other opportunities, especially in the entrepreneurial arena, to start your own business and get the kind of support that you get in this kind of business. Network marketing profession gives you phenomenal amount of support. So, but again, not easy. It's better. So just keep talking about it from a perspective of what is it in comparison to the alternatives. This is worth it, right? It's not easy, but it's worth it. It's not easy, but it's better. I love that language. This is all, for me, new language that I'm going to be using when I talk to people about it. So, and here's another stat. You know, people talk about, the lack of success in network marketing. Do you know statistically what's going on in our world today? We talk about statistics about success. Most people who start college don't get a degree. Most people who get a real estate license never sell a home. In fact, the statistic is 90% of them in the United States who get their real estate license never sell a home. That was a wow to Mary Jo, especially since I have a son-in-law who owns Century 21 business. That was crazy to me. It sounds unfathomable, doesn't it? 90%. This is a failure rate. Bottom line, most people start things, never finish them. Most small businesses are gone in 3 to 5 years. So why do you think, you know, so when people say people in network marketing aren't very successful, you go, well, you know, let's look at success in the world. How many people are totally successful? There's a reason why some of those statistics out there, the top, you know, what is it, the top like 80 people in the world control more than 50% of the net worth of the entire world. 80 people. Okay, so success. Does that mean it's average people are always successful? Do you follow what it says? It says that to be successful, it's not easy, but it's worth it. Success rates are what they are. And success is defined differently for everyone. That's another thing. Some people's success is getting the national director, being able to have a vacation fund. But there are zillions of people out there that are ecstatic about just having an extra $600,000 a month. And a statistic tells us back in 2003 that if the average person would have just had $300 more, 80% of the people who filed for bankruptcy would never have had to file if they just made $300 extra. And how easy is it to make extra $300 doing Manatech, right? You don't even have to get the national director. So it's about, you know, making a difference in people's lives. That's what we want to do. And so we want to talk about it being better. So don't talk about, you know, work hard for a few years instead of 40 years. That's not what we want to talk about. I'll probably work 40 years in Manatech. I've only worked 20 so far, right? Or not even that. What's my year, Lydia? 17. I think I've been in Manatech 17 years. 17 going on 18 years. And I'll probably work 40. And you're going, geez, Mary Jo, you're going to be working when you're 80? Yeah, I'll be doing Manatech when I'm 80, if God has me here on this planet. Yeah, because I love the products and I love helping people. So I'm not going to be working 8 hours a day or 10 hours a day. I might be choosing to work 2 hours a day. That's the beauty of why network marketing is better, right? So it's better. We're an entrepreneur. We're entrepreneurial. We're growing and building something all the time. That's what we are as entrepreneurs. So look at this. What network marketing is saying is your next 40 years can be much better. Not that you work 2 years and you have 40 years, 38 years of freedom. They can be better. The quality of your life can be so much better. I gave you a whole laundry list in the outline. Your quality of life can be so much better. Work the time you want, when you want. Opportunity has unlimited potential. Very few JOBs in our world today have unlimited potential. In fact, unless you're on a track to be CEO of a company, and how many CEOs are there? You know how many thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people join companies every day, and they have no shot at being a CEO because only one out of that, and then sometimes they don't even hire it out of the employees. They hire it from outside. So what's your percentage chance to become a CEO? One in a million? I don't know. It's pretty crazy. So, but in this industry, you have an opportunity. You have unlimited potential. No one stops you except you. You decide what you're going to make, how you're going to make it. You decide what kind of investment you make in yourself, in your personal development, in your skills, your people skills. All of those are decisions that you make. And you surround yourself with a good support team and watch what happens. Take off. Run with the wind. But it's up to you. No one stops you but you. No one's telling you what your worth is. And you get to travel for free, these incentives. I think the letters are going out this week, right, Lydia, on the incentives? And everybody who won the incentive is going to know, and some of us already have an idea that we have got some information that we've won it. So what a blessing. We have a number of people in my organization I get to spend a week in Cancun with. Do I get to do that in other jobs? No. Pick and choose who I get to work with. That's another blessing. This woman, when she talked to me this weekend about homeless, you know, my heart just was, I just was so ecstatic because that's somebody I want to work with. I mean, I want to dedicate so much time and energy into her because I love where she's going. If somebody told me, oh, I want 6 homes all across the world, that wouldn't excite me as much. Because that's more materialistic, and it's not bad to want a new home, and it's not bad. There's not. It's just we're different. We're all created differently, and what turns on Mary Jo maybe doesn't turn on you. But that turned me on, helping the homeless. So we get to pick and choose who we work with. We get to help others achieve their dreams. That's what I call the intangible. There's so many intangible benefits to this business. Intangibles being. We get to have so much joy with the people we work with. We get to help them in many other ways. I mean, I spend a lot of time on the phone and texting people that are stuck in, whether it's marital problems or other issues going on in their life, and just to be a support system for them because they're my friends. They're people I care about. And in Manatech, there's literally thousands of them that you can care about at the same time. Most of us just deal with 10 members of our family, maybe 3 members of our family, and that overwhelms us. In Manatech, you have a huge family, but there's incredible intangible benefits that you get to accrue because you feel like you're helping somebody make some good decisions in their life, move forward in a better way. Anyone can get in the business, no barriers to entry. You can't do that in a job. Isn't it great that in this kind of business and as an entrepreneur, you can bring anyone along with you? Yeah. So why aren't we highlighting those kind of benefits? What makes us different? What makes us better? Our pace is our pace. You want to work 2 hours a day? Fine. You want to work 2 hours a week? Fine. You want to work 40 hours a week? Fine. Whatever you want to do, you know what? We can help you make it work, right? We'll tell you what to do. We'll educate you. You have all the support systems that you could possibly need to be successful in the business. But the idea is you make the commitment. We don't make the commitment. So why don't we start representing it for what it is? Yeah, it's hard, but you know what? It's worth it. Our products are incredibly valuable, but they're not magical cures. Yeah, we want to be honest. Take the honest approach. Don't hype, and we'll help change the image of network marketing profession because those misperceptions will go away, right? And I loved, I put a couple of quotes at the end that came out of his talk. He said, the tipping point comes when we treat the product and service with respect and responsibility, and we treat how we represent the opportunity with respect and with responsibility. When we start doing that, that's the tipping point. That's when we move this profession forward. And I know some of us, when we hear that, we start thinking, oh, but there's that crazy guy in this Kayani business, or there's, you know, we name all these other, because they're upstarts in network marketing all the time. And yes, we'll probably end up dealing with that the rest of our lives. But we can control what we can control. And that's what we need to start stepping into as a profession of network marketing. We need to step into getting rid of the hype. The truth is enough, and allowing us to represent our products and our service and our opportunity with what? Respect and responsibility. And here's his closing comment. Ladies and gentlemen, my wish for you all is that you decide to become network marketing professionals, that you decide to go pro, because it is a stone-cold fact, some of you recognize that language from Eric Worre, it's a stone-cold fact that we do have a better way. Now let's go tell the world. Great. Okay, anybody, any comments, questions? Did the call help you a little bit? Did you get some aha moments in this call?
This was an excellent call. Thank you.
Thank you, Anita.
Mary Jo, this...
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. I heard somebody say, Mary Jo, this, and then I lost you.
Hello?
Yes.
Mary Jo, this is Carol Renner.
Hi, Carol.
When you bring in customers now, are you bringing them in at the member level, or are you bringing them in at the preferred customer level?
I never bring anyone in at members. I always bring people in as associates.
Okay.
Because it just helps with the whole business structure for everybody involved.
And you put them down in a tablet?
I put them in the deepest possible level, yeah.
Okay.
I always work at the bottom of my leg, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't give me a Social Security number, sometimes I'll bring them in as a member, but I'll let somebody else get the 20% income down below, because the value of putting the volume at that level gives everybody all the way up the taproot that volume in their organization. So even though I'm forfeiting that 20%, which is negligible to me, the benefit of the volume helping everybody is more important to me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah. Anyone else? Okay. Good call. Everybody enjoy it. So take it to heart, and definitely go and listen to Eric Worre. You're going to probably hear a lot of what I just said, but it's a great reiteration of what you're trained on today. I think all these principles are a blast. When you talk about network marketing, it's just better. It's just a better way. It's hard, yeah, but it's worth it. I mean, develop that in your languaging. You know what? Network marketing isn't easy, but it's worth it. Yeah, you get it? It's a better way for us to talk about this industry and becoming an entrepreneur. I mean, you know, people are interested. You know, it takes a lot of guts for all you guys to be entrepreneurs. Most people don't step out into entrepreneurship. But you know what? It's time we do, and we can help people do that. And is it hard? Yeah, it can be hard. But you know what? It's worth it. Okay? So great language out there. All right, guys, have a great week. Let's kick off week one in this business period with a bang. So let's go out there. Make a commitment. How many are you going to sign up this week? Put it, draw it out. Say, okay, Mary Jo, I'm gonna talk to 10 people this week. Whatever it is, you know, if you don't want to make a commitment on sign-ups, make a commitment on who you're going to approach this week. How many people are you going to share with this week? Because that results in sign-ups. So I just lift you all in prayer and hope you have a terrific week. Can't wait to be back with you next Monday morning. Bye-bye, everybody.